You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Kraft Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bishcake, CB, and JP coming up at 9:20. We will get into all the weekend's NFL games on a Football Friday, but now we open up the entertainment page, brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers. He's the most hated jeweler in America, but he's not in the jewelry business. He's in the love business. It's the easiest, smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler you can trust. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com.
All right, now people could stop with the bit. Now Clary sent me a picture of his duty. Why are people doing this?
Why are not sending them to me?
No,
because you invited it.
I did not invite it.
I never wanted it. You invited it by announcing it.
You invited it by talking about it on the show.
No, he did.
You got kicked out of it.
You called attention to it.
It's not to invite it. Believe me.
Here's what happened is that we discussed Vinny and Joe sending you duty picks on Bit Season, and then Clary said, I also send my friends duty picks.
Okay.
I guess you're now on that.
Yes, you're on that list. He's about to get blocked.
That distinguished
chat group with him.
Yeah. It's so gross. So gross.
God, that's just hideous to open your phone.
Stop it. Now, my brother sent me duty picks before. Actually, both my brothers, I think, have.
Both of them have?
I'm going to implicate them right now.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
My brothers have never sent me a duty pick.
I don't know if that means we're particularly close or we're
not.
Maybe.
I don't know.
The real disturbing thing would be if you said your sister sent you one.
Wow.
No.
I mean, I don't know if there's a woman on the planet that sent anybody a duty pick.
Yeah, that's a great picture.
I mean,
it's a great question.
Maybe there are a few weird sickos, but for the most part, no.
Well, like there are girls that are into that kind of thing, right?
I'm sure
like
there
scat.
Are. But
I don't know if they're into
that's
it
a
or
guy
if they're
dominated
held by gunpoint.
That's a guy bit.
It's like kind of like CEOs.
Well,
kind of a guy dominated.
Let me ask
field.
You this in a delicate kind of way: is the woman in this scenario that we're talking about, is she usually the giver or the receiver?
Oh, I don't.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
because like the dudes that like to get dominated.
If you're a receiver in that situation, you're probably into it.
But those numbers have got to be very small.
Minuscule. By the way, I'll entertain you this with a side story quickly. I know you guys don't fall prey to this, but for some reason I do. I saw an ad on Instagram for something, and I ordered it.
Oh no!
Man, you order all kinds of stuff.
I got sized.
Impulse buyer.
It felt it hit a need for me.
Okay.
I saw three joggers for $30. Okay. And here's why I liked it, because they had zippers. And I wear sweats all the time. You guys, Jason and I think, are the biggest guys that wear sweats all the time.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And, you know, my wallet will fall out or my keys will fall out. It's hard to find good sweats. It have zippers.
I doubt they're good if you got three for 30.
But it was a no-name brand, right? And I was like, all right, no-name brand, fine, look fine. And then I said, but they look a little small. I'll just make sure. I like sweats to be big. Mm-hmm. I'll get double XL.
Okay.
So I got double XL.
Big parachute pants?
Yesterday.
They can fit Mullins?
Fit Mullins. They couldn't fit, like, the Dravish
Twins. Small.
They're the smallest things I've ever seen. They look like they fit a doll.
Right. And let me guess where they're made.
China. I told my wife, I said, these were made for your people.
Yes.
These are not made for, like, money, silly.
Send them back.
Right. You know, Americans.
Send them back.
Big what is fat American. He bought it off Instagram $3 for $30.
You made for $30. Just figure yeah,
they're
no
so,
name brand.
They're so cheap, they don't have that much thread in them.
You made your own, but I'll tell you, a great place to go buy sweatpants that aren't made for people that live in Shanghai.
Go ahead.
Costco. Costco has a big, giant clothing section.
I can't buy Kirkland clothes.
No, it's like Puma, Adidas.
I see that stuff.
Well, why do you care if you're just going to wear it you're around just the house lounging. Or here?
Come on, you're joning. You're ordering 3 for $30s and you're joning?
Because I'd rather have a no-name brand than Kirkland. I'll be honest with you.
He just said Puma and Adidas.
I've been there. I go to Costco. I see their clothes. It's nubs.
He just said Puma and Adidas.
I've seen it. It's very, very basic.
If Pete gave it to you, it'd be so nice.
Hold on. You think the 3 for $30s were a brand name?
No.
Then what are you worried about?
Yeah. He just doesn't want it to say Kirkland.
I definitely don't want to say Kirkland on my clothes.
There's no chance.
I'd rather it just be a Chinese name.
It's weird because Costco does sell like sweatshirts now with the big Kirkland logo.
But I know.
If you buy sweatpants that are made by Kirkland, they don't have a big giant logo on them. They're just plain.
I know. Yeah. Believe me. I don't mind wearing plain stuff. I have
some
plain
stuff. I don't like buying my clothes
at Costco. I've seen like their Maryland stuff. It's nubs. It's horrible.
You have to pick through it. It's kind of like going
and
to TJ Maxx.
They have the most basic Adidas stuff or most basic Puma stuff.
All right, so are you going to send the joggers back, or are you just going to waste the
money? I know.
He's going to eat it?
Yeah, I just
He was buying a Reebok jacket for 90% off the other
day.
He bought my Puma sweats from Costco.
Well, yeah, I don't mind Reebok. I get size for Reebok. I don't like Kirkland. Okay? You guys can wear your Kirkland gear.
He was talking about Puma.
I understand. I've been to Costco. I'm occasionally intrigued when I see all the piles of garbage clothes. And it's all garbage.
Let's all wear Kirkland gear next week.
Go ahead.
I wore sweatpants the other day to work, which I almost never do. It was the one the Wizards gave us, which I think are really nice. Mm-hmm. I don't even know the brand.
They're definitely Nike.
They're Nike?
100%.
I came home and my wife said, "You've given up."
Why?
Punting?
Because I wore sweatpants to work.
Because you never do.
The
you
other
always
guys
wear jeans.
Always wear sweats.
Why do you think there's something wrong with wearing sweats to work?
I did kind of feel I was like a 75-year-old person.
No, you know what? Wearing sweats to work
in the villages.
It's a perk.
It's a perk of the job. It's also very comfy.
Your Johnson isn't all jammed up against the jeans.
Yeah.
You know, go walk through the sales pit, and everybody there is jealous that we're wearing sweatpants.
There's a reason they made up Casual Friday.
Yeah, they're jealous.
Now, maybe not this casual, but I know what you're talking about, Valdez. But
anyway, my daughters, they seem to buy little gadgets from their ads, or my wife will. She'll fall prey to this.
Yeah.
They don't get burned. Like, I always get burned. I always just get garbage.
Didn't you buy like an old Less like
back in the day?
That was just basically made out of trash bags.
No,
it was just garbage.
No, it was just garbage. You
can't buy those knockoffs.
I'm like 0 for $200.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah,
those bots and algorithm go. We got this sucker on the line.
Got this guy.
Yeah, you've never fallen prey to. You have. You bought golf gadgets before. Well, I know you have.
Well, those are real, like, swing aids.
I know, but you fall prey to.
Not like a plastic rod that I see on Instagram.
I am intrigued, and EB, you share this issue. We both have toenail fungus.
Oh.
And somehow the algorithms on Instagram have figured out that I have toe fungus. So this emu aid comes up.
You must be talking about it at your
house. You're going to be on The Last
of
Us.
And I see it all the time, but I'm like, it's not going to work. I think I've given up.
Well, that's another.
Is emu aid gonna work?
I don't know.
What is that?
That's
like a cream?
Something. It's like some sort of cream you put on your toenails.
Put a topical thing. I don't want to put something in my liver. My liver's reserved for whiskey.
Can't you go to a podiatrist, Rick, and get it taken care of?
Yeah, or I went wait to a podiatrist, and he said, "You know what? It has no impact on your life.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't.
And they'll probably give you that dumb cream.
No, or they say you can take a medicine, which does take a little bit of a toll on your liver.
Yeah. Or wait for the great med swap. So you can give about three Viagras for some toe fungus cream.
Did you see? There's a story yesterday. You know, Google this while
what
I'm doing.
Was the pill that EB just happened to have a few of a couple months ago?
Oh yeah, he had.
He's like, I don't know how.
He had Cialis pills.
Everything laying around.
I think it's Viagra. I don't know what it is. They literally, when I bought some of my supplements, because
popped up.
I got it from some shady Indian pharmacy in India. Yes. And they said,
Indian pharmacy in India.
Hey, this segment would be a lot funnier 10 years ago.
Oh, so much funnier.
No, I got it from a pharmacy in India because what I wanted to get, you couldn't get here.
All right.
And they throw in four Viagra free for any. Yes.
You used them.
I haven't used them. I'm scared to use them.
Oh, you know what? It's a lock. He gave me four of those throw-ins as part of like a Kris Kringle. I think you're still sitting in my office.
Yeah, because I made two orders. And I think I gave you four Viagra.
They already started the swap.
Did you ever use them?
I haven't used them.
I'm scared
to
use them.
But I've never used them.
I'm afraid I'm going to be walking around like I got a tent in my pants for a day.
You keep ordering your pharmaceuticals from the Punjabi MCs and see what happens.
It's hard to get some of them.
Hey, what kind of weight loss pills do they use in Bollywood?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I am kind of curious.
You should get butter chicken instead. It's delicious.
I'm kind of curious, but I think I would take only half a pill. I don't think I would take the full pill.
I think I would go full throttle. I'd take the full pill.
Go ahead.
The first time you would take a full pill?
Look, this ticker? Ticker's silly.
Amy,
no,
besides.
This ticker is strong.
I'm worried about, having a little slugger in my pants all day.
Right. Right to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I think I'm willing to take that risk.
They don't have mad cow disease because they're sacred.
We could build a big comedy pyramid here, about these.
No, big comedy Taj Mahal.
It's well done.
All right.
Just skirting that line,
David
and
Crosby
I like it.
Passed away. Founding member of, let me see.
The Birds.
The Birds and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I was telling Valdez, pull up some Crosby, Stills, and Nash because I couldn't name a song. I'm sure I've heard them.
You've heard this a billion times.
All right, which one's this?
Hold on. I need to hear it for a little bit. I think Crosby, Stills, and Nash are the kings of songs that I kind of recognize but don't know the names of.
Was
this Sign of the Southern Cross?
Yes.
Okay, this.
What's it considered, like soft rock or something?
Hippie rock. Like hippie 60s rock. You're not tracking with this? Heard this?
I need to hear the
chorus. I'm not tracking with it.
I mean, I'm sure I've heard it like probably like three times in my life.
I've heard it a billion times, but I would never
know. Like in an elevator or something.
I don't know where you would have heard this.
I was actually just waiting for Valdez to throw in the fart sound effects, but he doesn't want to be blasphemous.
I could see Valdez having this on his golf playlist.
This is definitely a golf playlist song.
This is like a chill.
Hold on, is this the chorus?
Yeah.
Hold on.
How come you not heard the song?
I haven't.
What station would I listen to when I was a kid?
I don't know. I mean, it would be on TV or I don't know.
Yeah,
TV.
I don't know.
Yeah, then movies, like shows.
I don't know.
I'm sure I've heard it.
Yeah.
Play another one. Do you know this one instantly?
This one's not like firing the synapses in my brain yet. Might need to hear a little more.
I mean, I think I've heard it like three times.
I've heard it, but again, I don't know the name of this one.
This is Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Sounds like a chick singing.
Is this, which song is this? Is this Teacher Children?
No, this is Helplessly Hoping.
Oh. We actually, every time
I try. Fans, you just can't name any
titles. I'm not a big fan. I didn't say I was a big fan. I said I've heard the Southern Cross song.
Where would I listen to it?
I don't blame you. I'm right there with you. We grew up listening to WPGC.
Wasn't David Crosby big in the news like 20 years ago when somebody asked him for his
Etheridge.
Melissa Etheridge wanted David Crosby silly.
And he gave it to her.
He
gave it to her like in a test tube.
In a tube.
Yeah, right.
Did she end up having a...
Believe she did. Used it to have a baby with her...
So her baby, with her wife or whatever, her baby is David Crosby is the daddy.
Yes.
Or the biological father.
That's correct.
So should grow up a songwriter.
You would think. Should have those genetics.
Right.
I told you, that's one thing that David Crosby and I have in common. Somebody has asked me for mine before.
Oh, that is true. I thought you were going to say your silly wordsmith.
Can
pen hits and tunes.
You guys won't, until you get that ask,
yeah.
I'm going to always consider myself above you.
Mm.
That's fine. Yeah. Nobody would ask me now because mine are dead.
Yeah.
They're dead as soon as they come out. Well, anytime. They're just dead.
So, pour one out for Dave. How old was David Crosby?
81. I guess he said he had a long illness. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, he had heart issues for a long time.
Two drinks a day, I guess.
I would just blindly guess
was hammered or stoned for probably decades at a time.
I mean, the fact that David Crosby made it to 81 should make everybody happy.
Yeah, it makes me just not even blink about having two drinks tonight.
Right?
I mean, not even sweating.
When do you think he ever like hit the treadmill? Do you think he ever,
Maybe at some point.
Like he decided, you know what, I need to go for a bike ride.
Probably not.
The only time he was on a treadmill is when the doctor made him do like a stress test and he had to walk for like 5 minutes.
Probably legitimately smoked mountains of weed. Just mountains of the ganja and lived to 81.
I had to take a stress test. Remember when I had heart pains, but it turned, they didn't know what was going on with me. And I had to take a stress test. Rushed it. The people there said they usually have just old farts here, and it was nice to see somebody in there.
Honed it real good.
Crush the stress test. Right.
Very good.
Kicker.
Congratulations.
Wait till you're 72 if you make it that far.
Yeah, I don't.
All right, what else you got, Richie?
Well, I got a lot more. Can I do some more when we come back?
No, we got NFL playoff predictions coming up.
Nobody cares about that.
Some people do.
I got one out of four. Alec Baldwin yet. Alec Baldwin's looking at serious jail time. It's a big deal. 5 years potentially. Some are saying 18 months, could face up to 5 years. Who knows?
I didn't get it when he said he did not pull the trigger. Then how did the gun go off?
He's claiming it misfired. But they did their own investigation. They said basically it's impossible for that type of gun to misfire like that unless you.
Right.
You know,
and the armorer was charged too?
Armorer was also charged. She's a donk. Because there was live bullets everywhere, all over the set.
Yeah, but did you see the
mixed in with the blanks?
Did you see the body cam from the cop when he was interviewing her? She hadn't slept in weeks.
But did she look like she was exhausted?
Oh, yeah, she couldn't even speak.
She looked like us every morning.
Well, she was a number. I think she was like a scab armorer.
Oh.
Because I think there were people like they were like striking. And so they were just getting any donks to get
this
the movie.
It's a horrible
on.
Story.
It's a horrible story.
Oh, absolutely.
Terrible, terrible story. So, anyway, well, you know, I just hope justice is served, whatever that means. All right, you're really making me wrap this up? We don't care.
Unless you really want to do another segment of F.
Well, I mean, I got Vince McMahon news.
Are you so anti NFL playoffs you want to talk about Vince
You want to talk about TJ Holmes and his affairs?
I mean, who's TJ Holmes?
The guy from Good Morning America or whatever it is. Whatever the show
I'm
is.
When you said TJ Holmes, I thought it was that comedian that came in here one time and got in trouble. What's his name? TJ Miller?
No, TJ Miller. Oh, that's a different guy.
Yeah.
What's the show on ABC? Is that Good Morning America?
Couldn't tell you. Haven't watched it.
Yeah. 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 Good Morning America.
Is TJ Holmes? That's the guy that was tagging his co-star. Amy Roback.
Yeah.
Who's hot.
Well, he was also apparently.
Roback makes silly shirts.
He had an affair with his intern back in 2015. She came up to him. She was 24 years old. She wanted him to be like the mentor. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, he's slamming it.
He's a modern day David Crosby.
Man, he likes
he's
to
just
get
giving
after
it to everybody.
He was giving it to her in the office, though. Right before he was going on air, he's pulling a Matt Lauer.
Hey, you know what? He has not watched his compliance videos like we have for Odyssey.
He also,
at least I have.
He also had a 3-year affair with his producer.
I have learned not to sexually harass people in the workplace for the 25th.
Because you needed a class for that.
And I've learned about bias. Not Len bias, like unconfirmed bias and unconscious bias, whatever. Yeah. I passed the test.
I'm always going to have bias.
I'm definitely
never going to end.
All right, coming up next on a Football Friday, we'll get into the matchups this weekend here on the Junkies.
Bish for FanDuel. NFL playoffs are heating up, and with FanDuel, every play is a rush. New customers, join today so you can bet the divisional round with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 wager. Just sign up with my promo code Bish. Maybe you like the Chiefs, Jags, over 26.5 in the first half. I think I'd like that. Over 150. 26.5 first half. I like that play. America's number one sports book has all your favorite plays from the money line, point spreads, player props. Plus, with FanDuel, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a big payout with a same game parlay. All in an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Football fans, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with my promo code BISH. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel is an official partner of 106.7 The Fan. Must be 21. Present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Somebody asked me via Twitter if we ever use the text machine anymore. I said, Jason still does. It is the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges
may
apply. I
checked it out earlier today.
Yeah, so you can text Lurch.
People were just talking about nonsense. They just talk nonsense.
I'm sure
on
they
the text
do.
Machine.
I haven't seen a text on that thing in probably 10 years.
Yeah,
are you the only guy in the country that uses a text machine?
I think he is.
I don't even know what it is. It's basically just a website.
I don't know. I think the producers use it.
What is it? Just
a weird
website?
Like a chat yeah. box?
It's like AOL Instant Messenger thing. It's like so weird.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Do it's you a have, throwback. Like,
and you
what
don't know.
Do you want me to?
Yeah, go on to it right now and give us the last three texts.
Let me hear all the trashing.
It's going to take a while.
It's going to take you a while.
And you just know them by phone numbers, right? You don't know their names?
Sometimes they'll sign their names.
Uh-huh.
But remember, that's how Jason.
They usually just respond to
whatever topics
we're talking
about. Ultimately,
the
genius of Jason Bishop is that's how he ultimately ended up in a private jet to Pebble Beach. Somebody reached out on the text machine.
He parlayed that into something
that rich
beneficial.
Guy uses a text machine.
My man Carl.
Carl.
Yeah, he texted in when we were talking about.
Carl uses his phone. This dog yes. uses a text machine.
Correct.
But the text machine is just a website.
Yes.
With,
yes.
with a chat. Log.
He's using
yes.
his laptop.
Can other people read the chat? Like, it's basically like the chat in like modern, if you watch like a modern stream of a live show.
Sure.
I thought I don't know if, do those guys still use
called,
it?
It's the Vibe machine. I call it the Vibe machine because that's the website.
It hasn't been a Vibe website in about a decade.
Hey, why don't we have, like, we should have live chat.
Like a live chat option on NBC Sports Washington?
Somewhere, like like a live chat. So we could chime in with donks
while we do
the show.
That's called 1-800-636-1067.
No, of course you could do call-ins, but you also could do live chat. Were people Joan? I mean, I know they use Twitter for that.
Jason's smiling. What are people saying?
No, it's just funny what they. I mean, one guy says, "Study D's, please." I mean,
the guy says, "D's nuts, Joe."
Yeah, sounds like a bunch of defensive alcoholics when we're talking about the drinking story or study. What else we got? Guy says, "Got to watch Last of Us."
It's so silly. You should watch it this weekend.
I'm an alcoholic.
Guy is a real big fan of John Feinstein.
Yeah.
so the same stuff we get on Twitter.
Of course.
Yeah. Right, this is my. But how many guys are actually
this is my Twitter?
What would you say? How many people are texting you on your text machine? Like, do you have like 10 people, or is it much bigger than
no,
that?
No, they're all different numbers.
It's a big community.
So do you have a community of 1,000, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I have to... Probably not. I mean...
You know what that is? A trollopalooza. Yeah.
This one guy... This one guy texted 1, 2, 3, about 6 straight times.
Yeah. Let me... read the last one where the first one comes up where the guy trashes me. I'm sure it's not hard to find.
Maybe you're having a good day.
Huh? Maybe I had a good day. I've stayed off
maybe
the radar.
Maybe you're not the guy's crosshairs.
Mm. All right, real quick. Let's go
I don't see any Bickle bashing text right now.
Oh, it'll come. Let's go to Derek in Tampa. Hey, Derek. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Actually,
what's
going on?
Oh, Tempe. I'm sorry. Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, actually, I live in Phoenix, but I work for Arizona State University, work in the athletic department, and shot a tweet out to all y'all. Cakes and Drab saw it last night, and just, you know,
what
huge fan of the show.
What was the tweet?
Silly Mullet Arena with Caps and Yotes last night.
Oh, this is what the guy Cakes was talking about.
This is the guy that's going to get me on the glass for the next Caps Yotes game out at Mullet Arena.
Do you want to make fun of, like, University of Arizona?
Oh, no, man, it's my employer. They give me the paycheck. I can't make fun of that.
No,
Arizona, not Arizona State.
Tucson.
Yeah.
No, man, I don't really talk about that team down south.
It's all about love, man. Sun Devils. It's all about hyping up the Sun Devils and the Coyotes.
It's all about the Sun Devils.
All right.
But
did you go to the game last night?
He's an employee. He's probably above that. I doubt he went to ASU.
Hey, does Derek and Drab want to sing the fight song together?
Do you know the fight song?
I know the fight song, but I'm not going to sing it live on air with you guys.
Come on. Fight, Devils, down the field. Fight with your might and don't ever yield. Long man colors outshine all others. Echo from the buttes. Give them hell, Devils. Cheer. Here for ASU.
Oh my God! Hey, Derek, how old are you? Are you like in your 30s?
Almost. I'm 29.
You're 29. I see. You're still a young guy. Is it true that ASU has some of the hottest chicks of any campus?
You know, I have a beautiful girlfriend, and you know, but
so you don't notice.
I love her of course I don't look at the talent. Of course not.
Yeah. Right.
Did your girlfriend go to ASU?
No, she's a former Hokie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's a Hokie. Oh, okay.
Hey, can you get us Waste Management tickets?
You ain't connects.
That's the hot ticket in town besides the Super Bowl. But Drab, that would be easy. If you guys are out here, we can hit up the Waste Management for sure.
All right. You know what's the porno site where girls from ASU were doing?
Backroom Casting Couch.
Yeah. You know any girls that were on Backroom Casting Couch?
No comment.
Oh, that's a yes.
Yeah, come on.
She was like the school president.
Is that true? The ASU? Well, no, like a sorority president or something.
Something like that.
Who's popular girl, right?
Yeah, the student body president, not the school president. Sorry.
Right.
Misspoke.
Yeah. All right, so what
about the school?
Do you want to call in about the ASU hockey?
That's probably, by the way, the only way I'd ever know a student body president. If they had something like that on their resume.
All Caps fans
trust me, she had
night?
A body president.
Hey, dude, was it all Caps fans last night?
Oh, it was Capital One Arena, away arena. Honestly, man, it was all Caps fans. It was a great environment. You know, the Yotes do a really good job with Mold Arena with 5,000 fans, but it was all Caps. Of course, you know, I was rocking the red last night as well. But I just want to call, and if you guys are ever out here, give me a holler. You guys have got tickets on me anytime.
Magic words right there.
So fine.
Do you have family out there?
I have family.
When you visit family, visit Derek as well.
Yeah, my family all went to U of A, though. They didn't go to ASU.
Can you get me on True North?
Close by?
Yeah, but
How far are you from Oro Valley? You're probably pretty far, right?
Yeah, pretty far, yeah. Not too close.
Yeah, I'm not going to be near you. All right, thank you, Derek. Yeah. I appreciate it, buddy.
Yep, thank you, guys. Love you, guys.
All right, love you. This is the fight song?
Yeah, fork them.
All right, now you sing Maryland's, because you know Maryland's fight song.
Maryland, we're all behind you. Raise high the black and gold. For there's nothing half so glorious as to see our team victorious. We got the team boys. We got the steam boys. Keep on fighting. Don't give in. M-A-R-Y-L-A-N-D. Maryland will win.
They played it last night.
M-A-R-Y part. I know all the others.
What are the steam boys?
I was wondering myself. They probably came up with that ditty like in the 40s or 50s. Yeah.
No, I used to be a season ticket holder.
Steam boys is a little shaky.
I went to Maryland for 6 years.
We got the steam boys.
Yeah, we got the steam boys. Not steam boys.
I just don't know how you learn that.
That's in drab searches.
JP, you went to Maryland for 4 years. You didn't learn that.
I'm right there with you, dude.
I used to be season ticket holder. You never learned the song. How do you learn
it? Was that impressive right there?
Moxley has his players learn the song. They sing it in the locker room. After
it's actually, it's like a cult when you're a freshman.
I just clapped and did the letters at the end.
Yeah, M-A-R-Y. You know all the other stuff. Who knows all that? You
want to wait Gary do the fist pump.
Jason, sing Salisbury's fight song.
I don't even know if they have one.
Don't ask me about Towson's, because I don't even know if we have one.
You have no tiger pride.
I have a little bit of tiger pride, but
he's
not a ton.
He's more terp now than he is.
I'm an honorary terp.
Yeah.
Too bad you couldn't get in.
Yeah. What can you do, man? Standards are high.
Actually, I don't know. Did you get in?
I don't even remember. I think I did, but I'm hazy on it. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, but your kids did.
The first letter I got back from West Virginia. They said, come on in. Our standards are very low. Because my GPA
Your brother
was
went,
very
why didn't you
low.
Go there?
Why didn't I go there? Yeah. I don't know. It's a good question.
You don't remember?
It was a little too
your
far
pops
from home.
Was an alum.
My dad went to West Virginia, correct.
Maybe you just thought correctly that it's kind of a nub school.
Maybe I did. I don't know. And then I chose that bastion of higher learning known as Towson State University.
But back then it was Towson.
No, back then it was Towson State.
I mean, isn't it fair to say, I don't want to offend too many people, but West Virginia's, I mean, yeah, can anybody with an IQ over like 80 gets in?
They let anyone in.
We call that
a safety school.
Yeah. I got my West Virginia letter back before I got a letter from Frostburg. Imagine?
No, I mean,
which
honestly,
Ivy League schools did you apply to?
I'm sure. Which ones did you apply to?
Do you think, has West Virginia ever turned down anyone? That's the question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who gets
I would love to meet the person rejected by WVU.
You know what? I bet you Adam might have been rejected. Well, he might be one of the
few. You're probably right.
Right? Although he claimed he was on Penn State's waiting list, but it was like...
Yeah, but it was Penn State Altoona.
But
the satellite school.
Campus. Remember, he had a perfect PSAT score.
Yeah, right. Like, honestly, I'm begging you, tweet me or call in if West Virginia
You're
going to
have a lot of salty Mountaineers fans in your timeline today.
If anybody's... if you were ever rejected by WVU. Okay. Like, Cowboy Todd maybe would be rejected.
Well, I think he did get his GED, but I don't think he graduated high school.
So that's what I'm saying. He would probably be rejected.
I don't think he'd bother to apply.
If you walked, right. I think you get
it. Hey, that'd be a funny bit. We should have Cowboy apply to West Virginia and see who he gets in.
Can we do that?
Yes. We should have him take an SAT test. Put that on the list for bit season.
Hey, Graham, can anyone take an SAT like any age?
I'm sure, yeah.
You just sign up and pay.
Well, I don't know if it's an official one, but you could probably definitely.
No, I know they have them online and stuff, but I mean, can you? Let's have him take a real one.
What if he beat our boy Stumper score?
Doesn't somebody has to get a decline from West Virginia because they probably have more applicants than they do for.
That's what you're. Okay,
they have an 89% acceptance rate.
Yeah, so there you go.
89.
Certainly high.
Never heard anything like that.
That's pretty high. That's pretty high.
If you're part of the 11%.
Yeah. So I'm saying the 11%, they get declined. And then they go to Towson.
A serial killer.
Look at Salisbury over there.
What's Salisbury? Did we look up Salisbury?
86.5.
Salisbury?
Yeah. Yeah, we're right up there, bro.
I'm curious.
You
got to
employ the
Maryland?
Purdue chicken plant.
Maryland is harder Maryland? To get into.
I just a lot harder know than the stats.
52.
50, that's crazy.
Yeah, because you know what? If you're
nubs, you don't apply.
It was probably 70 when you guys were going.
Oh, it's probably like 90.
Yeah, definitely higher.
I didn't even have a 3-0.
Was it 90?
It's a miracle I got in.
Yeah. I'm seeing Maryland's 40% first time undergrads.
I think 52 sounds crazy. I don't know what he's looking at.
Bob Googles, I typed in Maryland acceptance rate.
Uh-huh. Bobby Goo. Maryland. Bobby Goo is giving bad info.
2021, 52%.
Okay. Bob Goo.
Maybe so. I believe it because they keep building buildings. They must be letting everybody in. Mm. Right? They get freaking buildings all up and down Route 1. Housing, apartments,
yeah.
Condos.
They put up the new hotel. They got a real nice hotel
it's
right
really
there.
It's really nice. Right across the
Isn't
street.
Isn't it called The Hotel?
Yes, the Hotel, yeah.
The Hotel.
That was silly playoff preview.
That's where Michigan was staying last night. I know. I knew that was coming.
My guy Kareem, you know him from used to work over at Hollywood Casino. He's bitter because he went to WVU.
See?
Except for Jonah, too hard.
Too hard? Maybe 89% acceptance rate.
It's pretty liberal in terms of letting people in.
Yeah, I mean, basically, if you're not in jail, you get in.
That's what it sounds like.
You can write your name, you get in.
Right?
All right, we'll do a little playoffs when we come back. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Earlier in the show on a football Friday, we gave you our Junkies weekend parlay. I put that up at Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Starts tomorrow at 4:30.
You can follow us there. You can see the picks there. Or at Junks Radio on Twitter. Mm-hmm. You can see our picks. And that'll give you kind of an idea of what we're thinking this weekend. But let's go through the games. Saturday kicks off
winners,
at 4:30.
Jason, as we talk about these, give me some winners.
So the Jags catching 9 points against the Chiefs.
Yeah,
you might want his opinion. I think
actually,
the Chiefs are going to drum them.
It's down to 8.5.
Eight and a half.
Some money coming in on Jacksonville. Money line came down a little bit too, but totals the highest of the four, 52.5.
Played each other in November. Mahomes had 4 touchdowns in that game. I don't know why it would be different.
Yeah, I mean, especially if, I mean, Lawrence really has to, he's got to play a much better game than he did against the Chargers. I mean, you can't turn the ball over 4 times against the Chiefs.
Then you have the subplot of Trevor Lawrence coming out and saying, well, I don't know if Arrowhead could be louder than our stadium was when we came back and beat the Chargers.
Right, just wait.
Of course, it's going to be deafening whenever the Jags have the ball, so we'll have to see how they adapt to that.
Do any of the 4 games interest you more than the others?
I think the Giants-Eagles game is interesting, because I think the Giants...
So you like the Giants. I like the Eagles.
I don't. Like, it makes sense what you're saying, but Daboll's been so good. Like, he took over a 4-win team. They won 9 games. They already won a playoff game.
See, the thing is, Jones passed the ball well against Minnesota, but Minnesota's pass defense is wretched.
It's atrocious.
But he passed well all season long. Now, he didn't put up huge numbers, but...
He limited his turnovers. That was the huge thing that he did.
I don't see him
led
going...
the league in games without turnovers.
Right, which is great, but like his passing numbers were pedestrian.
Who do you have to pass to?
They focus on running the ball.
That's what I mean.
Which is his strength.
And you go against a better defense with a better secondary because the Eagles have two legit corners and they can get after the quarterback. I just think the Eagles are going to cause a lot of problems for Jones.
If they add a top flight wideout, like a Brandon Ayuk or somebody like that in a free agency or somebody better than that, and then next year Daniel Jones has 28 passing touchdowns, okay, then I'll start buying into him a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good story, but he's not like a top five or seven quarterback in the league.
I think he's going to have to put up in the high 20s to low 30s to win the game. I just don't see them doing
it. Do they
probably, though, we don't know about Jalen Hurts.
Okay, but I assume that, I mean, he's probably not 100%, but I assume he's going to play pretty well.
I mean, Hurts has been on the shelf for like a month now. I'm going to guess he's probably as close to 100% as he's going
to
get.
Do they have a, I'm just going back to the Jags-Chiefs game, but any of these games, like on FanDuel, do they have like where you can bet on interceptions?
Usually.
Yeah.
How come I can't find that?
Let me see if
where,
I can find that.
Where would you
number.
Find like quarterback interceptions?
You go to same
which game
parlay?
Are you talking about?
You got to go in the same game parlay?
Which
like,
game
for
you
example,
talking?
Jacksonville. Like, I wonder what the. It's, usually it's like over and under a half interception, right? Mm-hmm. So we're definitely going to go over Trevor Lawrence half interception coming off that debacle last week.
Let me see if I can find that for you.
Is that same game parlay?
Maybe
you think?
He's tightened things
right.
up.
No, it's right here. It's to throw an interception.
Yes.
It's -150.
For what? For it's like over a half or whatever?
To throw one interception.
Just to throw an interception.
Yep.
Well, that's a lock.
Oh, man. I didn't look at the weather report in Kansas City before I bet the over. They're expecting potentially 1 to 3 inches of snow. It kind of hurts my over, I think.
Are they really?
Look, I do think the one seed.
I got to look at that, though.
They both had byes. I think the Eagles and the Chiefs advance. So Sunday, you've got Bengals-Bills leads off at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that one go either way.
I know they're catching 5.5. I mean, that just looks like a lot of points to give them, but don't you think the Bengals – don't you think Josh Allen's going to play a lot – a cleaner game than he did last week?
Yes.
He's not going to be as reckless.
Yes.
Why? He has 28 fumbles and interceptions.
Yeah.
I know. I just feel like
some of those were kind of fluky. They were just so fluky.
I mean, the bank, believe me.
20 of the 28 are fluky.
Is he the new Daniel Jones?
Now, one of them wasn't his fault, but the
people accept it with him because he has the big playability, which Daniel Jones doesn't have. You know what I mean? So, like, yes, turnover-wise, he's Daniel Jones. The difference is he throws, 70-yard ropes down the field for long touchdowns to Stephon Diggs and Davis.
Cincinnati getting 5.5 is tantalizing. It really is.
I mean, by the way,
but Cincinnati's offensive line problems, I mean, that could be an issue.
Buffalo's when's the last time since he lost?
9 games ago or something like that?
I think Cincinnati winning this game. They were in the Super Bowl last year. You think Joe Burrow's phase going on the road against Buffalo?
Probably not one bit.
The 3 offensive linemen being out does get me nervous, but they had a terrible offensive line last year. They made it to the Super Bowl. Could have won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Do you guys like anybody behind the glass like Cincinnati outright?
I do, actually.
Yes.
You like them outright?
Yeah.
Money line.
I like the team that takes care of the ball more than the team that doesn't.
They haven't lost since Halloween.
Correct. I know. And getting that many points
tells me the overdue theory for an L, especially in Buffalo.
What was happening in the game?
Well, hey, can you look up weather in Buffalo for me?
Were they up 7-3 before the Hamlin injury?
They were up 7-3, correct.
I mean, such a small little sample size.
If there's one team you want to win, like they're not your favorite team. I know Jason's a Niners fan, so he's rooting for the Niners. But if, like, not counting your favorite team, et cetera. Who do you want to win?
Kind of perversely, I'm rooting for the Giants and Daniel Jones.
Yeah, he is. He's rooting for the
Giants. What time is the Buffalo game?
Buffalo game is
3 o'clock
early
on Sunday.
3
o'clock Sunday.
Early Sunday game.
Aren't your boys big Danny Jones guys?
Yeah, but
I kind of like him rooting for Daniel Jones.
No. I'm kind of with Jason. I think the Giants are going to get smoked.
They call him Danny Dimes.
Because all anyone did was talk about how fraudulent the Vikings are. Then everyone just puts a lot of stock in the Giants for being a fraudulent Vikings team. And by the way, the Giants, besides the Vikings, have a minus point differential in the season.
Hey, it's Joe's. Anybody got Danny Dimes' cell number? I got to show him something that Giant, I put in my toilet.
Giants are frauds. They're going to get smoked.
I think you might be right.
The one number I really like.
I'm rooting for the Niners. I want to see Purdy
I know,
pull Purdy, this yeah. off.
Everybody's waiting for Purdy to play that third string type of game, that Mr. Irrelevant type of game. He just hasn't yet.
He might, but he hadn't yet. He's had a half that hasn't been great.
The weather in Buffalo Sunday, snow from late morning on, high of 37 degrees.
All right, that doesn't bother the Bills. I mean, if it's snowing, it's...
Potentially 1 to 3 inches of snow.
Okay.
But, I mean, those are both cold weather teams. Like,
and I don't think the snow, is going to bother the Chiefs. It'll bother Trevor Lawrence and the Jags.
Right. But you're assured of at least one NFC East team being in the championship.
Here's your play. Here's my free play for you. All right.
All right. Give me a.
Go to put your entire 401k on it. Tease the Chiefs and the Eagles.
Okay. Here's like
tease them down.
It's a big fatty. I'm sorry. It just is.
Trevor Lawrence, you know what? He's finally going to take an L on a Saturday. Wasn't that the whole
thing? I just gave you free money.
37 teams on Saturdays.
Because the Chiefs and the Eagles are both going to win.
All right. We got to get out of here. Everybody have a great weekend. For Bish Bucks, Cakes, EBMJP. B. Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.